10. We took off from Bita and Darbanga and INS Garuda and Gandhinagar, mostly in Ilyushin IL-78s, bought long ago from the Soviet Union. We had some Boeing and Airbus refuelers too. They were old planes, and it was very cold inside them. Our suits were old too. They were hard to move in, and hardly anything as insulation. We got very cold up there, but the flights were relatively short. We flew to 60,000 feet, as high as the planes could get. Higher would have been better, but we couldn't do it. It took a couple of hours, as we always carried a maximum load. Two planes got caught in the so-called coffin corner and stalled catastrophically, and one of the crews didn't get out. Once up there, we deployed the fuel lines and pumped the aerosols into the air. The plumes looked like dumped fuel at first, but they were really aerosol particulates. We were told mostly sulfur dioxide and then some other chemicals, like from a volcano, but they weren't ash like in a volcanic explosion. It was a mix made to stay up there and reflect sunlight. Manufactured at Bhopal and elsewhere in India. We flew most of our missions over the Arabian Sea, so the prevailing winds of late summer would carry the stuff over India before anywhere else. We wanted that. It was for us we were doing it, and some felt we might also avoid some criticism by doing it that way. But soon enough, what we released would get carried by the winds all over the stratosphere, mostly in the northern hemisphere, but eventually everywhere. There it would be deflecting some sunlight. Even in India, you could hardly see any difference in the sky. For all our lives, we were living under the ABC, the Asian brown cloud, so we were used to dusty skies. Our operation only made things a little whiter by day, and the sunsets were sometimes more red than before. Quite beautiful on certain days. But mostly things looked the same. The sunlight we deflected to space was said to be about a fifth of 1% of the total incoming. Very important, crucial stuff, but it's not really possible to see a difference that small. Global effect was said to be like Pinatubo's eruption in 1991, or some said a double Pinatubo. The total release was taken to the stratosphere in several thousand individual missions. We had a fleet of only 200 planes, so we each went up scores and scores of times, spread out over 7 months. That was a lot of work. Of course it was a pretty small effort, as these things go. And if it helped to prevent another heat wave, it was worth doing. We knew the Chinese hated the idea, and Pakistan, of course, and although we flew only when the jet streams were running toward the east or northeast, there were times when those countries lay in the path of dispersion. And all over the world, people pointed out that the ozone layer would get hurt, which would be bad for everyone. Once, a heat-seeking missile flew right by our plane. Vikram dodged it at the last minute. The plane squealed like a cat. No one ever found out who shot it at us. But we didn't care. We did what we were told. We were happy to do it. Everyone had lost someone they knew in the heat wave. Even if they hadn't, it was India. And it could happen again, anywhere in India, and really anywhere in the world. As our officials told people, over and over. Even farther north, a heat wave could strike. Europe once suffered one that killed several thousand people, even though Europe is so far north. Well, more than half the land on Earth is at risk. So we did it. Day after day for 7 months, and round the clock, what with maintenance and refueling and the filling of the tanks. It was a routine that took many thousands of people working together. We got tired, exhausted, but also we got into the rhythm of it. There were enough crews to fly once out of every 3 missions per plane. For many weeks in the middle of it, it felt like it would go on forever. That it was all we were ever meant to do. We felt like we were saving India, and maybe saving the world. But it was India we were concerned with. No more deadly heat waves. So we hoped. It was a very emotional time. Now, if I go anywhere in the world, and if someone speaks against what we did, I challenge them. You don't know anything, I tell them. It wasn't your people, so you don't care. But we know and we care. And there hasn't been a heat wave like that since. One may come again, no doubt of that, but we did what we could. We did the right thing. I must admit, I sometimes shout at people if they deny that. I damn them to hell, which is a place we in India have already seen. So I have no patience for people who object to what we did. They don't know what they're talking about. They haven't seen it. And we have.